Zecher Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Rishua Falak. Okay, today is the last of the summer Chumash Yerim. Next week we go back to the regular schedule. Chumash Yerim will be at 2 o'clock on Thursday after the regular Shir. In Mas. Okay. The Torah tells us, Parshas Ekev, Vaya Ekev Tishmun Esa Mishpatim Ma'elu Shmartim Vasisa Mosom. Ekev is a very peculiar lashon. What does it mean? The famous Rashi says mitzvahs odem dash b'kevav. Things, mitzvahs that people tread with their foot. You know, they don't consider them so chashuv. The Ramban says a different pshat. First he writes the Rashi's Pshat, and on page 3 he says, V'amefarshim omru hitam ekev schar b'achris. It's the ultimate schar that you're going to get in the end. You know, ekev is the heel, so it's the end schar, what you're going to get in the end. And the Ramban says, V'nochon hu, ki yikru b'loshon ha-kodesh t'chivas kol dover b'loshon rosh. The beginning of something is called rosh. Rosh Dvarcha Emes, and Achris Koldover is called Ekev. Okay, now there is an interesting Medrash Rabba on page 5. Halacha Adam Yisrael. Sheyesh lo menorah. A person has a menorah. Shasuya prokim prokim. It's made with different parts to it. So ma'u l'talta lo b'shabbos. Could you carry it in the Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos? The Medrash Rabba Vur writes, because we're afraid that since it's made with different parts, the parts might come apart and then you might put it back together and it's a shayla of binyan. Umi Shabona B'Shabbos is Umi Shabona B'Shabbos is Chayef. Hello. Yes. Yeah, so Parsha Shir is in the lounge of the. In where the library mincha is. Downstairs. So it's an interesting medrash. In other words, this comparing this halacha of a menorah that's made prakim prakim, and what's the comparison? Okay. That I picked up.
Right here.
Yeah. So it's like this. Ekev Tishmun, we said. So Rashi says Ekev means the mitzvahs that people tread with their foot because they don't consider them important. And the Ramban quotes before Shem Ekev means at the end. The schar you're going to get for mitzvahs at the end. And then we were doing a Medrash Rabba on page 5 that says that what's the din if you have a menorah that's made with different pieces? Could you carry it in Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos? Because maybe it might become dismantled and you might come to put it together on Shabbos in the Shaila of Binyan B'Shabbos. So the question we have to understand is why is that the Medrash Yeah. The page 6 is really out of place. It was really supposed to be on the continuation from page after page 2. It was put out of order by mistake. Okay, now then we have a famous other question on page 7. The last pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, it says, "Veshamata es hamitzvas chukim es hamishpatim, anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosom." So Rashi says, "Hayom la'asosom l'macha l'olam haba litol scharim." So he's going to do mitzvahs in this world, but the schar is going to be l'olam haba. So it's so interesting because the last pasuk in Veschanan says we don't have schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. You know, it's the schar in this world, and then Parshas Ekev, the first thing it begins with about schar in this world. So what's going on? And why don't we get schar, etc. in this world? So the Chasam Sofer in the Taurus Moshe here on page 8 says, "Vaya Ekev Tishman Medrash Rabba Halacha Adam Yisrael Sheish Lo Menorah." So prokim mahu sheye muter l'taltol b'shabbos kach shonu chachamim hamarkiv k'nei menor b'shabbos chayiv chatas. So, and he quotes the Gemara Kedushin, tzchar mitzvah b'al malecha. So the question is, he asks the question, in Kain, nimtzak al shporcho over al solin pula sochir. Right, in other words, he's supposed to pay. Somebody does something for you, you pay right away, the day of. So if Hashem is not going to give us schar for what we do, isn't that kviyachol violating pula sachir? So he writes like this: "V'terasu sham she'ein ha'pula nigmeres basias mitzvah achas." The pula, in other words, if you are hired to basically paint a room or something. So you paint the room, you finish, you did what you're chayv. But shot in mitzvahs is not like, okay, you did a mitzvah, one mitzvah. Okay, so now you put on tefillin this morning, so now you deserve to get schar. It doesn't work like that with mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is a build-up of all the mitzvahs that you're going to be doing in this world. It's one conglomerate. It's one thing. So the schar, so you're not considered finishing the pu'ula unless it's the whole thing. Now, kol ma sheyifo odem b'olam hazeh es hakol yaseh l'shem Hashem lo yipared miroso afilu rega echad v'chol ma'asim tovim hayrak parakim parakim. In other words, every ma'asim, in other words, it's like one big menorah. So everything we do is another branch to that, but we're build all the actions, the mitzvahs that we're doing in this world is building that menorah, and that's the mashal of the Medrash, that we're doing mitzvahs, and every mitzvah is building a rung on a part of that big conglomerate, that big menorah. And then once you finish the menorah, then you get schar. What's a half-built menorah? You know, it's once the menorah is finished. Zedom and mamish look markiv kinei menorah b'shabbos shachayim mishum bona afal pishagvar hayu nigmarim. Whereas you need all the pieces to be, and then they also have to be put together. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chayiv to pay us. HaKadami the Kavasi, Nimsa, the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayiv to Shalim Kodum, the Ein HaOver HaBaltolim. So he says, so he says, and you do the Medrash Mefarsh Daya Ekev Loshen Sof Vachy Perusha Delel Misayim Hayom LaSosim Arum Rachakavay Ekev Tishmon Haschar Yeh Besof. And Ken Kevish Haschar Hu Besof Akein Tzorech Loma Sha'osa Kli Shal Prokim Lo Mikri Gemar Melocha Asha Markivim Zem Zeh Timol Teim Hachi Yeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom Over Al Bal Talim. So he says that the schar is basof, because that's when you osa klishal prokim, it's not considered a gemar malacha until it's all put together. from one thing. So it's not pshat, every mitzvah is a separate thing. Everything we do is part of this grand scheme. And at the end of our life, we're going to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the so-called the menorah that we built from all of our different actions. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay for it and give us schar for that. Right, right. Now, another fascinating thing pointed out Chasam Sofer that seems to, as some point out, fits in with this idea is based on the famous Gemara Nedarim on page 9. The famous Gemara says that why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Ravina Omar She'ein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. Right? That's famous Chazal. We didn't make Birkas HaTorah. Tomar Yehuda Amarav May Dechsiv Mi Yish HaChochem Yavim Zos Tov Ezad Nishol HaChochem Levim Lo Pershu Achim Pershu HaGadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Dechsiv Tiyom HaShem Al Ozvam Estorosi. Amar Yehuda Amarav She'ein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. So there are a lot of different pshatim, what this means. Why? So we can speak forever about these, but I want to show you one pshat that's in the Chasam Sofer. A new idea of what this means. He says like this on page 10. Shalom Chazal Shalom Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila Yesh Lefarsh Ki Kol Mitzvah Einena Ela Ever Echad Mim Ramach Evari HaTorah Ogir Echad Mishsagidim. Every mitzvah is part of another limb from the whole. V'Ozer Mitzvah Achas Ki Lehi Makiv Ever Echad. Again, you're building this big picture. So if you only do one mitzvah, so you build one aver, one rung. Regular shall zo olah, hakivin olah for hasecha. Look in the footnote, Kav Zayin. Kavanasu, suppose the machdish regal behema. If a person is machdish the foot of a behema, you can't just put a foot on the mizbeach. This is not respectable. The verse says, hakivin olah for hasecha. Would you give this to your governor? Would you give this to a melech basa v'dom? It's not respectable. So therefore, you have to say the Kedusha is Pashta Bukula. So the same thing, Kol Metzias Mitzvah Achaz Mekabalav Kol HaTorah. Like the Kedusha is Ever Echad Pashta Kedusha Bukula. Okay, Tiknu Chazal, Mesakne HaBracha, Sholo Levarach Al Mitzvah Yechidis Halaz, Osa Osa. In other words, we make a bracha just on one mitzvah. So that's not really respectful. Because one mitzvah is like, you know, I'm giving this one pinky to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we have to always make a mitzvah, a bracha, on the whole Torah. Whereas, and then you could speak about different mitzvahs. El Mevarach al Kol HaTorah Bechlal, page 11, al mitzvah zu befrat. Kachu omer HaShek V'Shonu Mitzvah Haynu Kol HaTorah, Yitzivanu befrat laniach tefillin. So that's the pshat. Asher k'dashal b'mitzvosav. Whereas all the mitzvahs. And then what? Mitzivano l'anich tefillin. Nimtza kol b'chosu b'varach t'chila al kol ha-Torah. So it says that's what it means. Shel b'erchu b'torah t'chila means that when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, first you have to speak about the whole picture, and then you could focus in on the particular achach al mitzvah. Hey mo b'erchu b'torah t'chila. They just said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shetzivanu L'Hanich Tefillin. Not Asher K'dashanu B'Mitzvosav. In other words, they didn't speak about the general picture and then the specific. They just spoke about, and this is the same idea, that, in other words, our Asiyas HaMitzvahs is not what we did just today. It's all a build-up of everything that we're going to do throughout our lives that's going to create that big menorah. And L'Berchu B'Torah T'chila means they didn't mention the Klolius Dika idea first. They just spoke about the Tefillin or the Tzitzis. The Tefillin Tzitzis is just one thing. It's like you makriv one Aver. It's everyone's building this global building to Hashem. And that's how And then the he says again, another place in the Kasam Sofer. Consider of Strasses, this farm, all these Kasam Sofers, I believe. Yeah, but let's go. I just want you to see page 12. Masa sitzol chalukai chafatzli v'saroska b'soch me'ai. So he writes here, the Chasam Sofer from page 16 and 17. Mitzvah Kalos, Havizir b'mitzvah Kalos shebachamura. So he says, what's the idea? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to, on page 17, Hashem says to Avram, Schorcha harbe ma'od. He says, Avram is going to get schar, but he says that what? But he wasn't interested in that. Schar didn't matter. Because even though we know this schar, but we have to service Hashem me'ava. It was, forget the schar. So that's Shahavi Hizahir be mitzvah kalosha b'chamura. Can I tell you matn schar and shal mitzvah? So in other words, you have to just do the mitzvahs. Don't worry. Don't think about schar mitzvahs, because that's not what it's all about. It's all about avas Hashem. And that's the idea. Avas Hashem, you wanna make this grand thing. That's the pasuk. That's what I want. I want to do Ratzon Hashem. Schar, yes, schar, not schar. That's secondary. Oh. Because, you know, the idea being that our whole life is one avodas Hashem. And we're doing it Ratzon Hashem. And in the end, we're going to build something great and Hashem is going to pay, but that's not what we're looking for, the everyday avodas Hashem. And not schar, so this way I get promoted, I'm considered, you know, some people it's all about publicity, all about flash, all about... So the Tiferes Shloimeh on page 18 says, what are the Ekev Tishbun? He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Natisi libi lasos chukechem olam Ekev. I'm always Ekev. What is Ekev? Another Shan Ekev. It's the heel. It's Anova. Ma'ani mechayai. That's Avram Avinu. Anochi ofer ve'efer. Says like this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chamisha Talmidim Hayu L'Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Hu Hayamon Eshivcham. So he has an unbelievable question. L'chor Kasha Lama Mona Rak Chamisha. I understand he only had five Talmidim. How are you going to see Hador? Vayolo Kama Alofim Talmidim. He had thousands of Talmidim. So what's the five? He says, Gam Aloshin Hu Hayamon Eshivcham Enu Meduyah. What do you mean, who I am on Shevcham? That's in the footnote there. אלו חמישה היו נחשב בעצם תלמיד לבחינס תלמידים שלא ידעו מעצם כלום רק היו בבחינס תלמיד הצורך לרבו תלמיד. He says one thing is these were always his תלמידים. You know, some people, you know, the תלמיד and he leaves. But these תלמידים will always consider themselves a תלמיד. And why hu hayamona shivcham? So he says, because other people, they toot their own horns. In other words, they know how to do publicity, they know how to put their picture up and publicity, you know. And other people are, they don't not interested in publicity. So he says, the Rebbe now is going to say what these Talmidim, because the other ones know how to tell what they should. But here you need the Rebbe, who are Yamona Shivcham? Well, you're there by Atzma Shivcham, who Lohi Atzorich Lashabcham. Mokei Nechash Baruch Hu, Yamona Shivcham Shal Avram Avinu Olav HaSholom. Shum Bechinas Ekev. Ekev HaShashom Avram Bekoli. As Ekev is what? Is the people who are another. And therefore, who are Yamona Shivcham? So these are the Talmidim, always Talmidim, they never felt they're great, they don't need a Rebbe anymore. It was always a lifetime of being a Talmud. And because they had the Midah of Anava. They didn't have to, I need to... So the Rebbe wanted to speak about these Talmudim. Because the other Talmudim, they knew how to speak to themselves. And that's Ekev Tishmun. Whereas a person has to realize that a siyasa mitzvah is a lifetime thing. It's not like, we publicized, we did the publicity, and now, you know, it's a lifetime avodah, because it's not about publicity. It's about your avas Hashem. In the end, as Hashem, you make a picture, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not about the publicity and, what did we do? We're looking for publicity, we're looking to put up this and that. So see, it's a mitzvah, so that's why it's char mitzvah. You don't have this, we're only in the end. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it all together. But it's not for you to make the announcement. It's not about you announcing yourself to the world. You're doing Ratzon Hashem, you're taking care of people, you're caring for people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end takes everything you do and will make it into that one menorah, and then he'll pay you for it. Because there's no schar in this world, because it's a continuous thing. And it's Ekev, it's for the Anava. For the Anava, and that's Hu Hayamona Shivcham. These are the Talmidim that they were Anavim, and they weren't announcing themselves. They weren't, you know, self-promotion. They weren't about self-promotion. So Rabbi Yochanan Zayin says, I'm going to tell you about these Talmidim. The other Talmidim, I don't have to tell you, they already promoted themselves. They already put their pictures in the wherever. They already promoted themselves. But the other ones didn't. But I want you to know about these Talmidim, these five. That's what you have to know about. And it's, Avodas Hashem is a lifetime thing, you know, and Avodas Hashem, and it's Ekev Tishman. In the end, it all adds up. And it's with the Gather of Anova, Ekev Tishman. And then, you know, Ekev Anova, in the end, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, those five special Talmidim. So Avodas Hashem, we always have to continue, and we thank Rabbi Goldstein to making sure that we continue, that it shouldn't be anything missing from the menorah. That the menorah should be throughout the all 12 months of the year, not, you know, missing any of that. Bez Hashem, so anyone who wants to come during the year, Bez Hashem, the Chumash here is at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock in the Mas Beis Medrash after the regular shiur. from 12 to 2 to 2:30. Then we daven mincha. Bez Hashem, you should be gesund. Tishonok, tova, masuka, larucho, beis Yisrael.